Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Nearly 4 years ago, Syngenta Seeds committed to investing $400 million in research and development by the year 2022. Syngenta Seeds Strategic Marketing Manager Drew Showalter says corn breeding is a long cycle business, and the results from that investment are now evident.
The breeders that were brought into Brookings are now, you know, in year three or four of their program. The fruits of the investment are really starting to come to fruition for the North. And, you know, it's going to be a big tailwind for our portfolio in the future. And growers are going to start to see that as well in the marketplace.
Syngenta's Enogen corn enzyme technology began 11 years ago with a focus on the ethanol business that has expanded to cattle rations.
We introduced alpha amylase into the kernel of corn hybrids with Enogen trait technology or corn enzyme technology. And that alpha amylase simply breaks down starches into smaller chains. So it's easier to access that starch in an ethanol plant. And same story in the belly of a cow or a steer. That starch is more readily available, and that starch is more easily converted to energy.
Showalter previously served as the sales manager for Golden Harvest in North Dakota, Northern Minnesota, and Northern Wisconsin.
Taking a look at